Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. And we are continuing the conversation from yesterday where we interviewed the guys from a brand new podcast, Hello WP, brought to you by WPMU Dev. And so yesterday was part one. So if you missed that, definitely go back and listen to yesterday's episode so you can catch the first part of the conversation. And then today we're going to go ahead and jump back into the conversation and hear all about the brand new podcast, Hello WP.
That's yeah. Awesome. As far as future episodes go, I know that you guys were asking about what to expect in the future as well. And so with the Gutenberg one, we have one for plugins, kind of how to handle reviews, how to choose plugins, how to promote your plugins and build out a good product. And in that one, we kind of dig into our company and how we've handled plugins and reviews and choosing and helping customers choose the right plugins for their sites. And then the
Hold
first
on,
episode
before you go on, that one was a really fun episode because Micah got to reach out to a whole bunch of one-star reviewers to try to get them to come tell their one-star reviews to us on the episode.
That's
and it
awesome.
it was very challenging to get somebody to actually come on and talk trash about us to our face, but we finally did. So that's a really fun episode.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. That's bold. I love that. That is so cool. yeah, that makes a lot of sense with, sorry, Mike, I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The one after, or the first one that we're going to release is just about caching. And it's really the one that kind of was like, this is the place to start for us because it was the thing that sparked the conversation for the podcast. As a new WordPress user, you hear terms like caching and speed optimization, and you have really no clue what you're talking about or how to get started with that. So it's that one's a lot more on the educational side of just topically, what is caching, what's speed optimization, and what tools are out there to do that. And then quickly, the other ones we have is for security. We have one on SEO. And then we have a big picture one for WordPress and WordCamps and what is WordPress, what happens at WordCamps and things like that.
Micah is definitely getting the education for a new person. It brings the listening to the Hello Gutenberg, to the Gutenberg episode. You know, because you were very open and very much a, hey, I'm new. What is this thing? And I can see as you're telling these, I'm visualizing you going through learning this stuff, and it's going to be awesome for people, for new people who do have questions, who don't know, who, you know, are struggling and hear these terms that they're unfamiliar with and stuff.
Right.
I think it's going to be really, really
cool. Yeah. One of the ideas behind that is, you know, you can go on and Google a term like that and 50 posts pop up about the same topic, like going back to our conversation about keywords stuffing and kind of, you know, just the repetition of trying to be ranking number one, and you don't know if you're getting the best information or not. And so one of the unique things that kind of takes place is because of my tenure in WordPress, even though I don't know a ton on the technical side, I have a Rolodex, you know, not a Rolex. I have a Rolodex. And I have, you know, or a little black book with a lot of really smart people in it. And so mostly what we try to navigate is how do I connect Micah with people that a new person wouldn't have a lot of access to. You know, it might take them a long time to get there if they never made it to a WordCamp, if they never, you know, if they didn't know me first, how would a new guy ever get access to those people to get really solid advice and direction and strategy,
or even forward know who that right person is? Because it's like, I know there's experts out there, I don't know who they are. You know, a new person would be in that point where, yeah, they have Google, but that's it, kind of a thing. So
yeah. So awesome. We can kind of help connect those dots of going, here's people we can trust. And so we're expecting you guys, actually, you were on the top of our short list of people to get in one of our episodes around your guys' specialty with theming and also the e-commerce space. So we're excited to get you guys on in the future.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to.
Tim, you had some questions, and I'm sorry. I don't know if you lost him or not, but.
Well, I wanted to make a comment because you mentioning, you know, you're going to release them in seasons, essentially, which is brilliant, because the nature of this style is that you want to keep listening. And I looking back, you know, we talked about the Serial podcast, and my wife and I, we heard about it, and we actually listened to it. We binge listened to it on our way from California to Texas when we moved out here. And so that was like this amazing thing that made a 3-day drive feel super short, because you know, we had that podcast to listen to, and I could totally see that being the case for Hello WP, where you want to just continue listening to it because it has, you know, the storytelling draws you in, and you know, hearing the different experts come in and all that. Yeah, it's brilliant. I can't wait for this podcast to go viral just like Serial.
I hope so.
That would be cool.
We are you know, looking at if you listen to the Gutenberg episode, or one of your people do before January, understanding that drops at about the 5th or 6th episode of the season.
Interesting.
The narrative arch does start a lot earlier on for the podcast, and that's why we tried to mention that was kind of an out of place thing. And understanding that Micah had already been at it for 6 months, or maybe a little less than 6 months at the time, had never been to a WordCamp. And so we get around to talking about that. He had done a lot more exploring of WordPress and seeing all the hype that was going on, and the speculations that there might be booze at the State of the Word, and you know, like all the stuff that was going on at the build up to WordCamp US this year. And so that's kind of where that episode came from. But we want the topics to be like, I think, I don't know if this goes too far off topic, but I think the thing I noticed being at my first like big WordCamp, if you will, because this was my first like US, was I think we forget how many people are using WordPress that don't care about the community of WordPress.
All right.
Yeah. It's like such a massive scope.
Huge.
And so like all of those internal workings, there might be thousands of people who know about it, care about it, and are getting sucked into the drama of WordPress. But at large, I think there's a lot of happy people.
Yeah. Millions.
Yeah. That they can build something, without having to know how to code and just how to create something that's amazing. And so David just raised his hand. If you're not in the,
in the Zoom call,
on the Zoom call with us. But I think we're all in that same boat in some way or another, you know?
So. Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. That is a very, very good point that is not really talked about a whole lot. We're definitely in the WordPress ecosystem, so we're very much plugged into the community. We just naturally assume, you know, that all of WordPress is like this. It powers 32% of all websites on the internet. Well, that's massive. I think number two is 3%. So there's huge gap between one and two. And the majority of the users, there's only a few thousand attendees at the largest WordCamp conference, you know, in the US.
Right.
You know, in the big scheme of things, that's, you know, you really put things in perspective. There are millions of users of WordPress that love it and have no clue at the
politics.
The politics of WordPress, the dissent, oh my God, you know, Gutenberg, you know, why? Right. So they just want something that works, you know, they want to build their website and write a blog and use a tool, you know. So
right.
And one thing I wanted to mention that I was impressed by, and hats off to you, Micah, and you, Josh, as well, in terms of the storytelling that goes on in the podcast, because you took us through the journey, and I already had my own opinions about Gutenberg, and I was kind of reminded at WordCamp US during the State of the Word, kind of the need for Gutenberg, you know, and we, Dave and I talked about this on a previous episode, talking about Gutenberg, and you know, having they showed the user stories of people struggling with WordPress and seeing Gutenberg and everything, you know, fit nicely into, from a user perspective, being able to do things that should be simple but aren't in the old classic editor. And so I already had kind of my opinions and everything, but listening to the Hello WP or the Hello Gutenberg episode specifically, it kind of challenged some of those opinions, which I think is, you know, a result of good storytelling and good, you know, narrative style. Because I was thinking when you had, I forgot his name, the one guy on that invented or created Classic Press, and he was saying like, yes, it's good, but it should be it shouldn't be forced. It should be a plugin. I was like, wow, you know, maybe that is right. Maybe they should have done it that way instead of forcing down your throats and stuff. And, you know, the next guy comes on and, you know, and explains, you know, the need for it and stuff. So he kind of took us through this journey. And so I'm excited for our listeners to go and listen to that and be a part of that journey as well. And I think that's what makes this, your podcast so unique, is it's a journey, you know, every episode, and or I imagine, you know, the next episodes will be that way as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the most important aspect of our show, I hope, will be the biggest takeaway that I hope people can have is that the community is what makes WordPress what it is. Whether you're involved in it or not, it's happening and it's rich and it's amazing and it's beautiful, right? And and whether you know it or not, the decisions that are being made are happening in a smaller collection of people who are involved and who are speaking out and who are making decisions and or participating in conversations. And and so when I got into this process, it didn't take long to realize that that the real takeaway for this sort of podcast should be that community is important and people are important and the end users are important. And really the thing, even if you're not a WordPress user, I hope that our show could be something that inspires you to participate in whatever communities you value, whether it's the WordPress community or your local community, that the conversations that happen inside the communities you're involved in are important. So.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. We are super excited about Hello WP. Absolutely loved it. Feel honored and privileged that you guys gave us a sneak peek to it, and cannot wait to get the other episodes. Like I said, I had my podcast app open and I had a road trip. And I was ready. I was like, you know, I'm gonna put on some Hello WP. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's the introduction in the Gutenberg episode.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's definitely binge worthy. Excited for January when you say it was 6 episodes will drop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Including the Gutenberg one if you haven't heard it. So that it'll be 5 new ones after that one.
Cool.
But and it's if you want to check it out, you can get there quickly by going to hellowp.world. And then if the other obvious option is iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, you know, everywhere that podcasts are being distributed, we're trying to upload there. And if you find one that we're not on, let us know and we'll get it added.
Boom. Fantastic. Hello, WP.world. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, we sure are glad that you guys came on, and Tim and I felt like it was best that we have you guys on to tell about your podcast as opposed to us trying to explain what it is, you know, the reasons behind why you're doing what you're doing and stuff. And
so are we the first guests for this show?
You're the second.
We had,
still feel honored. That's over 365 days.
Oh, yeah.
Episodes, and we are only the second people on here.
That's right. This is episode, when we start recording this, this is episode 445.
Wow. So
this episode, if you're listening to the end of this, it's a longer than our traditional. We're probably going to split it up. So it may be 445 through 447, who knows? But
hey,
or cool. you can cut out the dribblings of Josh and get the goods from Micah.
No, we want it all, Josh.
What he said about the community piece was rich. Yeah. So we really believe that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do too. That's the awesome thing about WordPress, you know, open source. I feel like, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, it's going to take a long time. Matt's got his roadmap and his vision. And if you want to hear what it is, go to WordPress.tv, look up State of the Word for 2018. You can listen to Matt Mullenweg, you know, discuss what Gutenberg is and, you know, their kind of their future roadmap, phase 2, 3, 4. I really feel like the community is what's going to really drive Gutenberg and its adoption. Yeah. And how fast it gets out there. I think it's going to be a whole lot faster than a lot of people think. You know, I think there's going to be some awesome Gutenberg stuff being built and people are going to be using it.
Yeah.
So that's...
Is 42 almost out? Is it live?
42 is not out and live yet, but it's done. But we've got... I'll do a teaser out here. We're going to use the 42 theme that we've built. It's a Gutenberg theme. We also have custom Gutenberg blocks that we've built, and we call it 42. And the reason why we chose the name is pretty awesome. You just got to see the story behind it. But we are going to be redesigning one of the top WordPress companies' websites with 42. And it will be first... Q1 of 2019, we will debut that to the world and
brilliant, and
share it out there and stuff. So we're really, really excited about it and stuff.
Wow, in fact,
I had lunch with at WordCamp US with one of the people on the Gutenberg episode, Zach. So
oh, cool,
nice,
yeah,
very good.
We got to hang out and stuff. So well, gentlemen. This was awesome, man. I kind of like having people on the podcast.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. It means a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
of course.
You know, like Tim said, you know, we met Josh at WordCamp Phoenix and stuff. And we hung out at the after party, you know, got to meet Josh's wife. And she's awesome too, man. I got to tell you, is she with WPMU Dev too, or was she just there?
You know. No, she is. She's very, very good at dealing with billing and sales queries. And it's a big part for people who know about WPMU Dev. Our support team is a massive undertaking. So she's a part of that team.
Well, okay. Well, that makes sense. Because I was like, man, this is one of the most devoted wives I've ever seen. Man. She is like... into Josh, her husband's career and stuff.
No, I'm into her career. I just kind of hang around with smart people. She's the best. Yeah.
I totally get it. I understand. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on.
We look forward to, you know, when
Hello WP drops in January. If you're if you haven't listened to it yet, go take a listen to the Gutenberg episode. You're going to just get a taste of what is to come from this awesome new podcast, Hello WP.
Yeah, and a little teaser, the music is incredible. So if nothing else, check out the music on the episode.
Thanks, Tim.
Any last final things you guys want to say before we head out?
No, I'm good.
Just thank you guys, Tim, David. You guys are literally, I don't say this to all podcast hosts, we literally thought of you guys first, sent it over immediately when we had that first episode done. There wasn't anybody outside of the WPMU Dev family that had gotten it yet. So,
oh wow,
we appreciate you guys big time.
We feel honored.
We do too. Well, I think I want to sign off our signature way.
Do it. Your signatures.
No, I think Josh should be me and Micah should be Tim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, let's do it. Okay.
I've always wanted this.
All right. Go ahead, Micah.
No, you got to say your thing.
Yeah, you're first.
Oh, I start until tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Until tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.